Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hello, I'm Kaz.
And I'm Yang Li. Hey, Kaz, 你怎么穿着跑鞋上气不接下气的？出什么事了？
Wait, Li, let me catch my breath. Yes, I'm wearing my running shoes because I've been running.
看得出来你在跑步，怎么了？迟到了？
No, it was because of something my boss told me to do.
你的老板叫你急跑到录音室？用得着吗？
No, no, she said, Kaz, when you start tomorrow's program, I want you to hit the ground running.
I want you to hit the ground running.我想让你脚一挨地就跑步，这听起来挺危险的。
Well, I thought I'd do it literally, just for fun.
真的？你会从汽车上跳下来，然后跑到录音室？
That's right, I literally hit the ground running.
但是我觉得你的老板应该不会真的让你这么做吧？ Hit the ground running. I'm sure there's a non-literal meaning.
You're absolutely right, Li. When she said...I want you to hit the ground running, she meant, when you start tomorrow's program, I want you to immediately work very hard on it to make it successful.
就是说嘛，老板说让你 to hit the ground running 的意思呢，是让你到了录音室之后马上投入工作，努力把今天的节目做好，有个好的开始。那让我们来听听几个例句吧。
If you want to succeed in your new job, you'll need to hit the ground running from day one.
You guys will have to hit the ground running on this new project.
The president promised that if he was re-elected, he would hit the ground running on the question of unemployment.
Cass, 这个短语 to hit the ground running 是不是从美国来的？
Yes, I think you're right, Lee.But we're beginning to hear it more often in British English.
美国进口的?
Yes, I think it is. You tend to hear it in connection with speed and efficiency, especially on new projects.
Great!
One thing's for certainly.
What's that?
On this program, we always hit the ground running.
你说的可真对。我们做的节目可不能马虎。We always give it 110%. 下次节目再见。
Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.